Good morning. First of all, to Virat Kohli, the fastest cricketer to reach the 20,000 run mark internationally, and to Team India for reclaiming the number one spot. And no good morning to the number one refugee in the world, to the man who said Europe should be kept only for Europeans. And should a woman succeed him, he said she'd have to be more attractive. Well, it's not the first time he's saying this. Guess who? Well, he's the most famous refugee, Dalai Lama, or the Dalai Lama, who in an interview to the BBC warned that Europe could become Muslim or African if refugees who have been taken in are not then sent back to their home countries. The Buddhist spiritual leader, who has been living as a refugee in India since fleeing Tibet in 1959, said only a limited number of migrants should be allowed to remain. It is 28th June 2019, and since we are on Islamophobes, yes, there has been another case of Muslim asked to shout Jai Shri Ram and beaten up. This time near Mumbai, in Thane to be precise, where an Ola or Uber driver was beaten up by four men. Three have already been arrested and one absconding for beating him up and asking him to chant the Hindu Lord's name in vain. And since we are still speaking of Islamophobes, Prime Minister Modi is in Japan for the G20 summit, where he said that we must all come together and fight the menace of terrorism. Terrorism not only targets the innocent, it creates an environment that is dangerous. We must all make it a priority to do all we can to curb and end terrorism on a global scale. Sir, please can we have your Divya Drishti and wise words on terrorism to look a bit inward at home in India as well, where innocent Muslims are being targeted and terrorized and a dangerous environment has been created for the community to, well, not to live in, but to die or get beaten up in. But coming back to the summit, US President Donald Trump said yesterday that he and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have become great friends and our countries have never been closer. Mr. Trump also congratulated Prime Minister Modi when they met this morning in Japan on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Upon landing in Osaka for the summit last morning, Prime Minister Modi was greeted with a warm hug by his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe. The two leaders also held a bilateral summit to discuss a range of subjects, including the bullet train project, which is killing 50,000 mangroves, and fugitive economic offenders. Mr. Trump is among 10 world leaders expected to hold bilateral meets with Prime Minister Modi on the sidelines of the two-day G20 summit that has begun today. The discussion with Trump will be around Iran, 5G trade tariffs and defense deal. In other news, the center has decided to go ahead with the process of Air India's disinvestment. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said on Thursday, where just like Congress needs to let go of Rahul Gandhi, who's adamant on taking responsibility for the defeat, it is about time, perhaps, that India let go of Air India. I might not have a Rahul Gandhi story for you, but I for sure have an interesting Air India story for you that I read in today's Hindustan Times. Well, early yesterday morning, Mumbai's airport's feedback mailbox received a bomb threat. Air India's flight 191 from Mumbai to New York in the US would be blown up by an explosive that had been stowed away in one of the luggages, according to the threat sent by email. Well, the pilot, when he got to know about it, took a hard right. A Eurofighter Typhoon jet scrambled to intercept it, and the flight with the bomb presumed to be in the luggage was escorted to an airport in London. Well, yes, it was a hoax call, but that isn't the interesting part. Well, the hoax also involved two other Mumbai departures, that's Lufthansa's Mumbai-Munich and Mumbai-Zurich flights. That too isn't the interesting part. What was interesting, however, was the part about how proactive AI was to such three threats. Now, luckily for the 343 people on board, Air India had made a decision that would normally rankle most flyers. Most of the check-in luggage had been left behind at Mumbai since the flight was overbooked. Now, security agencies checked that baggage at Mumbai airport and found nothing suspicious. And since we are on things suspicious, and before we head to international news, you won't know this, but Times of India, The Hindu and The Telegraph have been barred by the government, and the huge advertising money that the BJP government has been doling out to the print and electronic media will not include these three. All three are non-Mukesh Ambani media houses. The only one raising the voice was the sole Bengali tigress Mahua Mitra, who asked the government in the Lok Sabha on Thursday to provide the media house-wise breakup of its ad spend in the last 5 years, asserting that taxpayers needed to know how their money was being spent. Congress House Leader Adhir Chaudhary had on Wednesday accused the government of throttling the media by stopping ads to media houses that questioned the government. At one point, Mahua Mitra also said, five of the largest news media organizations in this country are either owned or are indirectly indebted to one person. He is the richest Indian. He is an associate who is on the board of the largest telecom venture. News Nation, India TV, News 24, Network 18, NDTV are all owned. Her last words were drowned out in an uproar. At this point, the speaker called the next member. So again, Mukesh Ambani was an invisible force in the parliament whose name also can't surface. And with that, we head to international news, straight to G20, where Putin has announced that the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interests of the overwhelming majority of the population. But he also said ahead of his meeting with Theresa May at the G20 summit in Japan that relations between Britain and Russia should not suffer because of last year's nerve agent attack on the former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Putin described German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to allow more than 1 million refugees, most of whom are fleeing the war in Syria, into Germany as a cardinal mistake. And while we are on Angela Merkel, before she set off for the G20 summit, she was a little bit shaky. Well, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was seen trembling once again during a ceremony in Berlin on Thursday, 8 days after a similar incident. Well, a video showed Mrs. Merkel, who's 64, gripping her arms as her body was shaking on Thursday. After about 2 minutes, she looked steadier and shook hands with the new justice minister. In other news, hundreds of firefighters are battling wildfires in Spain's Catalonia region as temperatures soared to 40 degrees Celsius and above across parts to Europe. Officials say the fires are the worst in the region for 20 years and may spread rapidly. But before I leave you for the day, a huge one-off burst of mysterious cosmic radio waves has been precisely located to a galaxy 3.6 billion light years away. Now, the powerful shiver of waves came from a Milky Way-sized galaxy that scientists were able to pinpoint for the first time using three of the world's largest optical telescopes. I only wish Google Maps could pinpoint things exactly the same way those three optical telescopes do, because nearly 100 drivers were led astray by Google Maps after a crash on Pena Boulevard, a road leading to Denver International Airport in Colorado, United States. While they were relying on the app, the drivers took a detour only to end up on a dirt road that had turned into a muddy mess due to the rains. So this monsoon, don't be adventurous with your Google Maps. That is all I have for you for today and this week. See you again on Monday and wishing you all a relaxing and healthy weekend ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.com.